WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'll be close behind. They'll follow you into the dark. No blinding light or tunnels to gates of white. Just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. In Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black. And I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary. And the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now, but it's nothing to cry about. 'Cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, and illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. And I'll follow you into the dark.
Oh, I'm so loud today. Good evening.
Good evening.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our show is called Beep Boop.
Boop Beep.
And it is 9:06 on this steamy Tuesday evening.
Not too steamy, though.
Not too steamy.
A decent temperature outside. Cool. Pleasant.
The opposite of steamy, I guess. Anyways, we've been trying out themed shows.
Yeah. We had animals last week. We had animal facts from Fee.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know how you do facts for this. I feel like you could find them.
Yeah.
You could do it.
You could do it. But this week, we're trying out some covers.
Yeah, we'll see
where
how far into the program that gets us. I have to really channel my
your knowledge. your inner cover artist.
Yeah. So
we all have one, I think.
Should we start off with something old or new?
I don't know.
What do you want to start out with?
We can play the Johnny Cash one or whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
We'll start off with that.
Cool.
A good solid first song.
Yeah. So this song was originally written by Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor. They actually came out with a new album recently that I believe they're on tour promoting, playing. And yeah, Nine Inch Nails and Johnny Cash, you wouldn't think the two would mix, but Johnny Cash is a fan of the song and kind of did it in his own way, kind of on his deathbed. I would recommend watching the music video for it, if you get the chance. But
we can't provide that for you here.
We can't. We're limited by the medium of radio. But use your imagination or just look it up and listen along. Anyways, I hope you enjoy it. The tune's called Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start find a way.
if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder or return to where we were. Yeah.
All right. Ooh! Was that pleasant? I don't think so.
like chalk.
It sounds creepy. I felt like I was in a horror movie for a second. That would be creepy. Like if there was a station ghoul, monster, ghost.
Station monster.
Station monster. Oh, sorry.
And my mic is on now. Station monster would be creepy. I don't know. What if it's like a friendly ghost? Like, what if it's like Casper?
Like Casper.
Casper the friendly ghost.
That would be cool, but not scary.
Right. Yeah, like a, I don't know. What form would the ghost take? Like a traditional form? Like a DJ? Like, does the ghost have a slot?
That would be funny, actually.
Is the ghost with us now?
Who knows?
We should do a Halloween spooktacular.
I did a Halloween show last semester.
You know what? I feel like...
With Maury.
Hmm.
It was fun.
It is fun.
Was it Halloween themed?
I don't...
Maybe not. Maybe I'm making this up.
I want to say Nick and I had a show that fell on Halloween because we... Or maybe... I don't know. But anyway, we played Monster Mash. So it must have been sometime...
Monster Mash is great.
Sometime during Halloween. And someone called in and requested that we play it again for their kids.
Oh, I remember that. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. But...
I like Halloween music.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was not Halloween music that you just heard. The first...
Not yet.
Was that a good segue?
That was great.
We can find a Halloween cover. I'm sure there's a bunch of covers of Monster Mash. The first one was The Hurt by Johnny Cash, originally by Nine Inch Nails.
And then we had Jay Somm as the artist, their rendition of White Flag, which is originally by Dido. And we just listened to War Paint's cover of the David Bowie song Ashes to Ashes. I like that one a lot. Earlier we were, when we decided to do this theme, like 20 minutes before we came here, we were discussing if we had a favorite cover song. I think that might be mine. I also, at some point, Radiohead played through one of their whole albums.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember which one it was. Maybe in Rainbows. They did like a live.
Sorry.
I think that is on that album.
Trying
but,
to channel my my inner Tom.
They did like a live feed.
Mm-hmm.
And they like play. I think they played through their whole album, and then they did two covers. One of a Smith song, another New Order, I think. And they were so good. The That's audio cool. quality is like not stellar though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just like a live, or like the YouTube, whoever put it up on YouTube, the quality isn't great. But anyways, we have more cover songs.
Plenty more covers. Turns out a lot of people play music that's not necessarily their music.
This is true. I feel like, but I mean, I feel like that's how a lot of people get into playing music. Like,
oh,
you
for
play
sure.
songs
yeah,
that aren't
right.
your own.
Right, exactly.
So I mean, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's very natural.
Yeah, right. How many people are like, yeah, let me just like start writing songs without knowing
right,
songs?
Right, sure. True.
Probably no one. Probably like Mozart.
All right. Well, I feel like I'm babbling, so I'm going to let...
Babble.
The other people who play music, take it away.
Take it away, Annie. Take it away.
a sad affair, and I can hardly wait to be with you again. What to say to make you come again? Come back to me again.
This has been a blast. We got one more tune. It's a cover. Have fun, and I hope you like it. I think I'm gonna take a shot of tequila before I do it. Alright. This is a Kid Cudi song. Hope you like it. Take it here, feeling lit, feeling like 2 a.m. summer night. I don't care, hands on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the Midwest side and now, living my life, getting out jeans. People told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, fuck that. I'm gonna do just what I want, and there ain't no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived in me. Get it.
Love you, but as long as there are stars. my life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
We miraculously managed to find lots more cover songs. I was really impressed with us.
Me too.
So, to recap. Wow, we listened to a lot of songs. The first song we listened to after our break was Sonic Youth's cover of Superstar, originally done by the Carpenters.
I knew that. I did not know that.
I only knew that from the History of Rock and Roll course that I took, which was really awesome. After that, we had the Clash's rendition of I Fought the Law. It's a classic.
So good. So good.
After that, we heard Husker Du's cover of 8 Miles High, originally done by Birds. And then, Spencer, what did we listen to after that?
After that, we had Pursuit of Happiness by Lizzie. I like that one. It's not my favorite cover, but, like, just it's cool when artists will kind of go cross genre to do covers. But yeah, and then we had, what do we have, Em?
And then we had another one of my favorites, the Junior Dale Earnhardt.
Junior.
That cover.
Yeah.
Of God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, of course. Mm-hmm. That one's also cool because it, well, would you say that is it changes genres?
A little bit, but not like drastically.
Not to the same extent, sure. We have some more coming up for you. Oh.
Yeah, we missed.
We didn't put in The Cure. I'm sorry. The last song I listened to was Yola Tango's cover of Friday I'm in Love.
I enjoyed that.
Friday I'm in Love is a song by The Cure. Very good song. Our PSA book seems to be missing. PSA, where's our book?
Find it, please.
It's a binder.
Return it.
There's
please.
A lady on it.
I'm going to go scavenging for it right now.
Hunters and gatherers, we're going to look for this book. In the meantime.
I found it.
Oh. Really? Looks like I need glasses. To be fair, it's dark, and that's not where it normally is. For me... What? Oh, wow, I really like this. I also really like this picture. What's in the corner? A panda? Did someone draw that?
They can't see him.
Sorry. Okay.
You guys can see that. I know you can.
This is a public service message from bostonsciencelectures.com. Spencer, can you make science sounds in the background while I'm reading this?
Okay.
Okay. If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one... Is that a laser? All right, maybe I'll just stick to the reading.
No.
There's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's bostonsciencelectures.com.
Boing!
Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events.
Ba-ching, ba-ching, ba-ching.
Nerdly?
Nerdly. Is that a word?
I was thinking nerdy.
Nerdly.
It's just nerdly.
Nerdly the turdly. Animals.
Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event.
Ooh. We should go.
I think this is supposed to be a smiley face guy. It's an asterisk, the number 8, an up caret, an exclamation point, and then a close parenthesis. You can figure that one out for yourselves.
You guys can't see, but Emma acted out a closed parenthesis with her hand, and it was hard
to
determine.
The word didn't come to me right away. So check out bostonsciencelectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational, Scientific, Engineering Radio. I like that one.
I like that
Thank
too.
Thank you. I haven't...
We should go.
We should check out the website.
Mm-hmm. You just see what events are going on.
Yeah, I'd love to go to a science lecture. Lots of good science-y people in the area.
Yeah, Boston.
All right. Should we listen to more songs?
Yes.
We have two more lined up. I think that'll probably take us to about the end.
Cool.
So.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening. This has been Beep Boop.
Boop Beep.
On 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Tuss Freeform Radio.
Coming Keep at it you. Freeform, y'all. And stay tuned in for the next show.
Yeah. Have a great Wednesday.
See ya.